You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. To some ears, a radio report on a mime troupe might sound like a contradiction in terms, but the San Francisco mime troupe has a history of being one of the city's most vocal social critics. Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of the day they almost fell silent. KALW's Lizak Shalit has the story.
Il gruppo di Mimo di San Francisco presents for your appreciation. Il gruppo di Mimo, 2 o'clock, Indy Park, pre-show. How are you there?
This clip from the documentary, Have You Heard of the San Francisco Mime Troupe?, takes us back to the summer of 1965.
This is the San Francisco Mime Troupe giving a free performance in one of San Francisco's public parks. The Mime Troupe conceives of itself as a radical alternative to commercial theater. Most of the people who see the Mime Troupe perform are ardent supporters, but some are shocked and offended by its irreverence. Its most prominent critic has been the San Francisco Park and Recreation Commission, which has tried unsuccessfully to bar the Mime Troupe from the city's parks.
But the Mime On August 7th, the mood in Lafayette Park was explosive. 2 days earlier, the San Francisco Recreation and Parks Commission had declared the Mime Troupe's latest show to be, quote, obscene, indecent, and offensive.
We knew that the Rec and Park was going to censor us, essentially. But we got a permit for 15, 20 performances.
That's R.J. Davis, founder of the Mime Troupe.
After the fourth performance, they said, we don't like the play. We think it's not appropriate for the parks. And we don't like the content of it because it's anti-Semitic and it's anti-Catholic and it's anti-anti-anti. We knew we were going to get arrested if we did this show again. And so we went to the park that day, August 7th, and it wasn't clear what they were going to arrest us for.
About 1,000 people were there, and not just playgoers. Also park commissioners, lawyers, media, and the police.
And we're all discussing, what is it you're going to arrest me for? I said, are you going to arrest us for putting up the platform? They said, yes. I said, well, we don't want to be arrested for that. This is like false arresting.
For Davis and the troupe's fans, the issue was not permission to perform in the park. It was censorship. Tensions were mounting. Then, in a brilliant stroke of improv, just as the show was about to begin, Davis donned a mask, grabbed a mic, and announced,
ladies and gentlemen, Il Truppo di Mimo di San Francisco present for your appreciation this afternoon, an arrest. And the cops came and arrested me.
As if on cue, Davis flung himself into the arms of the policeman who had stepped forward to arrest him. As the crowd roared, Davis was escorted away, booked for performing without a permit, and released on bail 2 hours later. The incident became a rallying cry during the free speech battles of the 60s. Benefit concerts to raise money for the troupe's legal fees made Haight-Ashbury history, with bands like the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane. Today, parks all around San Francisco and the Bay Area host the Mime Troupe.
Berkeley, how you doing today?
There we go.
All right, we've still got a few minutes before the show starts, so you've got a chance to text your friends, tell them they want to be.
Today's show is Freedom Land. Despite the slapstick, it's a play that digs deeply into racial profiling and policing. It isn't tongue-in-cheek.
I would say our audience is mainly made up of people who have questions about the way things are going right now.
That's playwright Michael Gene Sullivan, who also stars in the show.
This particular show, Freedom Land, is definitely bringing in people that may not have seen a Mime Troupe show in some time or ever, because this is their issue. And they may not think of themselves as particularly political, left, right, or center. They just know that this issue is outraging them.
Sullivan is talking about people like Rick Fuji, who's attending his first Mime Troupe show.
From what I saw from the trailers, I think I will come away knowing that other people know what I know, and hopefully know more.
Entertainment is only part of what the troupe does. Again, here's playwright Sullivan.
We also want them to feel like something must be done. And that's one of the real tricks with trying to do political theater, is to not have the revolution finish on stage. You want to leave something for the audience to do.
Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins, You can
freeze!
Frozen? Where is it?
Where's what?
It!
What?
It!
What?
The weed! The weed!
It ain't no weed here! The database says there is.
You got the wrong address!
We've heard that before!
People still gather to see the troupe, and the themes continue to impress audiences.
We've been thinking a lot about how to talk to our daughter about, you know, being multiracial and how to engage with it. And so we thought this would give us some, you know, more fuel to think about it in a different light.
I believe that I'm here for fun. I believe I'm here to learn something, because that's what the mime troupe does, is it educates people while it has its plays.
There's a little bit of anxiety around the encroachment on freedoms of speech.
To use it as a jumping off point, you know, with our friends when we go talk to them later at a barbecue about like what we saw and kind of how it plays into things that we're experiencing right now in our community.
It's really great to come out, for so many reasons. I mean, using our parks, public spaces, getting community together to celebrate the arts.
It's a San Francisco summer tradition with a tribe of followers, like Arnie Passman, now in his 80s. He was at Lafayette Park 50 years ago defending free speech.
And I remember somebody throwing a rock into the performance and trying to chase the guy down. And it's just been a love affair ever since.
And so, the mime troupe that refused to be silent celebrates another outspoken season in the parks. For Cross Currents, I'm Lizak Shalit.
Thank you! We are the San Francisco Mime Troupe!
This piece was produced with the help of Catherine Girardot. Some of the voices you heard in the story were Sonia Miles, Hilary Sardinius, Jamie Tibbetts, and Brandy Wilkins Catanese. The San Francisco Mime Troupe performs throughout the summer, with final performances in San Francisco on Labor Day weekend.